His mother didn't even turn to look at him as Greg came into the room. She just kept staring down into the front yard, a martini in one hand that she hadn't even sipped. She seemed calm, but he could see a vein pulsing below the dark bob of her hair. The hint of a pounding heart, and that made sense. It was the stillness that didn't. Why wasn't she doing anything?
Mom?
She ignored him until he reached out and tugged on her sleeve. Then she flinched and checked where he'd touched her, like she was worried he might have left a mark on the cashmere.
Mom?
He tried again, desperate, but knowing she wouldn't listen to him if he whined.
Can't you talk to him? Make him...
For God's sake, Greg! She snapped, her voice shrill and sharp. Enough! Will you please leave me alone? He retreated, stung, and she returned to staring stiffly out the window. Everything was breaking, and he had no idea how to fix it. He bolted out of the bedroom, taking the stairs two at a time so fast it felt like falling, and rushed into the front yard right as his father was swinging another heavy suitcase into the back of his car.
Papa,
he said, but it was barely a whisper. His big brother Patrick was already outside, but he wasn't doing anything either, just leaning on the porch railing with a funny look on his face, like he was waiting for someone to jump out and shout surprise. Papa turned and saw the two of them staring back at him. He looked away, cleared his throat, then seemed to rally.
What's with the sour faces on you two? Come down here where I can see you properly.
They obeyed, Greg still trying to think of what he needed to say. What perfect words would bring his father to his senses, to realize that this was all wrong?
Now chins up, both of you. You'll come visit me in Cuba next summer. That's not too far away. Martha can't wait to see you. You'll love her. And we're going to put your room up in a high tower like something out of a storybook. It'll be like living at the top of the lighthouse. That sound fun?
Greg and Patrick nodded dutifully,